Don't forget, tomorrow we got Merle and Yorma and JGB and a host of other artists. And also, let us not forget, that feedback will get you if you don't watch out, that the 4th annual Poconos Musical Gathering on the Mountain is brought to you by a bunch of amazing goodies, including recordings of last year's event, and be you sure this one is being recorded, so you might hear your own scream on a CD a year from now. There you go, you got some good samples right there. And now, to cap off the evening, I would like to bring out a legendary band that has sold over 50 million albums worldwide. Now recording artists with Avenue Records, celebrating their 30th year. Let us put our hands together and get ready to make peace with war.
Yeah!
Are you ready for a flashback? Yeah, we wrote a lot of songs, and I'm gonna try to remember because my brains back in the 60s got a little bit fried. Any questions? You got it. We're gonna take a picnic here. Ben, are you ready?
Yeah.
Where am I? Poconos? Pocono, Pocono. Are you ready?
Oh,
Oh,
Are there any Harley Davidson motorcycle riders in the house? No? I'm surprised. Are there any lowriders in the house? I'm not surprised. You don't have to fasten your seatbelt. It's not a law with lowriders. Hang on while I start my engine up and let's take a cruise.
I'm gonna show you what a 50-year-old man can do. I showed you. Now I would like you to put your seatbelts on. Because I'm gonna jump on the freeway. For all those that need to use the bathroom, we've had a long journey from 1969 to now. And I know you need to use the bathroom by now. So hold on to each other. Are you ready? One, two. you'll find happiness. Better give it up now. And you know, didn't you know that for me and for you, the world's a ghetto. Hey,
gentlemen, I just want you to know that you are being recorded live on an album. But wait a minute. I didn't say a CD, I said an album. We will eventually download this down to an 8-track cassette machine. Therefore, I want to hear everybody sing. I want to hear you sing. I want to hear you repeat after me. Sing this song for me like you mean it. The world is a ghetto. Bring down the stars and the moon. I want to see the sky move. One more for yourself. And one more for your children, yeah. One more for me. One more for the band. One more for the heck of it. You're sounding good, yeah, yeah. I can't wait for my grandchildren to hear this in the next century. Woo! Here we go, fellas. Here we go. The world is a gotta jump back, kiss myself. Woo! So when you lock yourself up in a four-cornered room, you turn off all the lights and lock the door, what do? There you go, man. Yeah. I gotta quit smoking. Now my love has gained this fame, yeah, yeah. Right here in Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. Zoom, zoom,
I got a question to ask everybody here.
a no. Don't say no, just say yes. Do you like a little reggae music? A little louder now. Do you like a little reggae music? One more time. I said, do you like a little reggae music? A little louder. Do you like a little reggae music? Check it out. Back in 1969, when I almost blew my mind, my life was out of line.
Yes, it was. But check it out.
I found the cure when I went out on a big tour in a place called Germany.
Check it out.
You might remember the man that we went out on tour with back in the day. His name was Bob Marley. Yeah. That's right.
But check this out. Now,
Bob was standing on the side of the stage, patting his feet and bopping his head to this song. We hadn't even recorded it then. But when we got done, I walked off the side of the stage in front of Bob Marley. He grabbed my arm. He said, "Steve Martin, what was the name of that song?" I said, "Slipping in the Darkness." He said, "I like it, man. As a matter of fact," he said, "I love the horn line. I love the melody line. The melody line of the horn. It gave me an idea to write a song while I was standing here listening. Would you like to hear it?" That's what I said. The melody line of the horn lines and slipping in the darkness gave him an idea to write his song. You might remember it. I'm gonna let the horn players play the line. You remember? Are you ready, horn players? Are you ready, Pocono? Here we go.
Give up.
America, America. And we wrote this chant and went like this.
dedicate this next song that we wrote to everybody here in Pocono that's got a little country in them. I don't have to say much. ladies and gentlemen, I wrote a song back in 19 with a friend of ours, by the name of Eric V. Burden. You might remember it, I might remember it. Eric, sing it, we wrote it. So I'm gonna sing the original way you never heard before. Basically, it's the same. Check it out. Are you ready for this? No, 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 no. I said, are you ready for this? Don't you yell at me. Himself, so I took the fall, me, I thought I was crazy. The fact that Melanie on keys and OG could be the star of a Hollywood East LA Volcano Mountain, Pennsylvania. Out here moving and grooving with all of you all night moving. Yeah, but there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of Pocono Mountain. Yes, it is. I was naked to the world, and it was the hall of the Mountain King. My bad,
so
yeah.
So I go.
Something crazy.
I best I'm.
She said, Spill white, take that bird. 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 I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. Get it off your back. As she disappeared, Lady in Red soon reappeared. Yeah, now check this out. Listen up, cause you might miss this. Now, for all you old farts, this is for you. In her hand, her left hand, was a bottle of old Southern Comfort. Yeah. But in the other, to protect the innocent, in the other, which was the right hand, she had an old Bob Marley special.
Oh, it's a Harley Davidson motorcycle where you take a cruise night and day. Yeah, remember that.
Anyway, she put the Southern Comfort down to the ground and the Bob Marley special too. And she looked at me eye to eye with it when she crawled on her knees to me. She gave me that crazy look in her eyes. I didn't know what she was about to do, but the next thing I knew, she had the nerve when she began to grab my... No, I wasn't gonna say that, Fernando. There's too many children here and ladies here. But what I was gonna say, she grabbed my earlobe, my bad ear. It still hurts. And she began to whisper crazy, 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 crazy things to me. Do you wanna know what she said? Yeah.
song. We wrote this for you and all those who still own an 8-track recording cassette. Do you still own an 8-track recording machine? Because you may remember this next song. Do you still own an 8-track? Do you remember this next song?
Excuse me while I jump back and kiss myself. Like I said before, we'd like to dedicate this next song that we wrote to all those who still owns an 8-track cassette machine. And for all the people, the groups, your favorite artists that were stuck in the machine, that never played correctly, groups that we had a very, very great pleasure of playing with back in the days, like Uriah Heep, Deep Purple, Delaney and Bonnie, Jefferson Airplanes. Woo! Carlos Santana, Marvin Gaye, the Chambers Brothers, Sly and the Family Stone, Grateful Dead. I mean, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, the list goes on. We was there. There wasn't too many of us at the time. But we were there. You might remember this song.
We are riding round town with all the windows down. 8-track playing all your favorite sounds, yeah. The rhythm of the conguero fills this mountaintop. Trying to get a start.
Why? If you know this song, sing with me.
Cause it's summer. Summertime is here. Yes, it's summer. My time of year. Yes, it's summer.
Remember, you're being recorded.
Rapping on the CB radio in your bed. we wrote especially for you.
And some of you. It's about some of you who run around with a bad attitude. And you're never smiling. You got a mean look on your face. But that's why you came to see one. So you can meet a new friend. Oh, thank you, Ray. Oh, did you see that? Did you see that? I almost fell, but a friend picked me up. How many of you can raise your hands and honestly say from the bottom of your heart, I didn't say heart, I said bottom of your heart, that if you drop, a friend would pick you up? That's why we wrote this next song. I want everybody to stand up and sing.
Oh, you are.
I want everybody to sing.
Why can't
beg your pardon?
I did say next verse, didn't I? You didn't do it.
I'm sorry, you've reached a number that has been temporarily disconnected.
If you feel as though this number is incorrect, dial zero for an operator now.
And before you redial, ask yourself one thing. Why don't I know the song to the Cisco Kid? I only heard it 20 million times on the radio! That's right.
that I'm gonna stay here all night long. Sing. What is that? Ooh. Check it out. I'd like to give my props to the original members that are not with me anymore, but I will always cherish the moments that we've had in the past. I'm speaking of Eric Burdon, Lee Oscar, Harold Brown, Howard Scott, Papa D. Allen, B.B. Dickerson, and of course myself. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today, but I'd like to introduce the new members to you. Regardless of what happened, I still love the fellas, and I will always have love in my heart. And the new fellas here, to my right on keyboards from Los Angeles, California, give it up for Ray Presence. Yeah. And on my left, my Rainbow Coalition, all together from Los Angeles, California, give it up for James Baker on guitar. On harmonica from Tokyo, Japan, give it up for Tetsuya Nakamura. On saxophone from New York City via Puerto Rico, give it up for Fernando Harkless. And from Bakersfield, California, on percussion, give it up for Marcos Reyes. The man on drums, from a little town that only has one McDonald's with one arch, one police officer, one fireman, and both of them are lowriders. From a little town called Tijuana, Mexico, give it up for Sauro Rodriguez. And my sound man behind you, Mondo Tavares, kicking the sounds. Yeah, give it up for him.
On the board out there.
And my boy Tim Rodriguez selling the t-shirts out there, selling war stuff and things like that.
Right over here on your left.
Yeah. And on board to my right on the stage here, Armando Morales. And then the man walking across the stage every minute, the son of Conrad Lozano of the group Los Lobos. Give it up. I took his son from him, Jason Lozano. Jason, give it up. Where are you? Don't be hiding now. There he is. And of course, my best friend, Jeff Davidson, my road manager. Wherever he is, he's always hiding. And one more person, and it's my favorite friend, my best friend, also my lover, my wife, my mother, my gossiping partner, the person that created this stuff on my keyboards, the backdrop you see up there, back there, and my beautiful smile. Happens to be my wife. Give it up for Teresa Jordan, my wife. Yeah. And me, I've been with you for 30 years and more. I was in front of a stereo speaker on an album cover when some of you took me and rolled cigarette papers on my face. Yes, you did. Yes, some of you put me in a duffel bag and you traded me off for other groups. Yes, you did. Some of you put me in a duffel bag and took me to Vietnam with you. Some of you took me to prison with you. I graduated with some of you, and some of you I saw making babies. I was in the bedroom and you saw me looking, but you didn't know I was alive.
ladies and gentlemen, let me jump in and give it to him right, okay? Check it out. He's the bass player of War. He's the keyboardist of War. He's the lead vocalist of War. He's the leader of War, and he's the last original member of War. Give a hand to the man himself, Mr. Lonnie Jordan. Give it to him, Mr. Lonnie Jordan.
I've been around the world.
many times. And I plan to be here another 180 years to groove and move with you.
You might remember this song.
One!